It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
James, so glad to have you on this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so what's the latest with Miss Emma?
The latest is actually not a whole lot. We met like a week ago at my work holiday party. She was the bartender, actually.
Cool.
I probably should have spent my time, talking to coworkers or sucking up my bosses, but
yeah.
I found Emma way more interesting than any of that.
Aw, well, that's actually a cool way to meet someone. Why do you think that she's not getting back to you?
I don't know. We were texting back and forth, and then she just stopped responding.
Okay. So what was, the last text you sent her?
I was just asking when she wanted to meet up.
I mean, it's kind of strange that she would stop at that point, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what was so weird about it. I feel like she wouldn't have given me her number and then actually texted back and forth to me if she wasn't interested. That's why it feels so weird.
I mean, did anything happen that could have upset her at all that you can think of?
Not that nothing comes to mind. We were just talking about how much she loves Christmas, and I don't really know what I could have said about that would have gotten her this mad to not respond back.
Right. So you guys haven't gone on a date yet, correct?
No, yeah, didn't go out at all.
Okay. This is interesting. All right, well, why don't we give her a call and find out what's going on?
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Emma. This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show here. We were calling to chat with you about James. Do you remember a James? And is it okay if we chat with you?
Sure. You mean my coworker, James?
No. James that you actually met at his work party. You were bartending.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Okay, good. I thought this was an HR investigation or something. I know who you're talking about.
Okay. So what's going on? How come you're not really calling him back? He wants to go on a date.
Because, he asked me out on the most boring date of all time.
So what did he want to do?
Well, it's just he knows, I told him I really like Christmas. So, I mean, I get what he was trying to do, but he actually suggested that we drive around and look at Christmas lights for our date. And I was just that is the cheapest date idea I've ever heard. I mean, I know it's holiday season and we're all a little strapped, but, if he didn't have any money, he shouldn't have asked me out.
Aw, but don't you think that's sort of cute, though? I mean, he's clearly listening to how much you like Christmas, right? Or no?
Yeah, but that's just, that's just not enough. I mean, just to listen to me, he needs to step up his game and Christmas lights on a first date. I thought he was going to, ask me to go to church with him afterwards.
Right. Okay, well, here's the thing. We actually have James on the phone with us. He's kind of been listening the whole time. James, do you want to add anything here?
No, I'm kind of blown away. This is apparently what I get for actually listening and then trying to be romantic.
Aww.
But how is driving me around looking at Christmas lights romantic? I could do that by myself.
I know. I was thinking, and make some hot chocolate, whatever. We could just play Christmas. I thought it'd be a fun idea.
I mean, it would be a good, great idea if we had been married for 6 years or something. But you needed to impress me on the first date, and I'm sorry, but I needed more than that.
Wow, for somebody who claims to love Christmas so much, you really don't have any of the spirit.
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't have Christmas spirit. You literally could play the Grinch right now. You're so miserable.
I'm not miserable. I don't like guys who are cheap on the very first date, Sorry.
Whatever. I was just trying to do something different.
Okay. So, Emma, you don't want to give this another shot? Or don't... Oh, actually...
No, I don't think so.
Okay. James, I am so sorry.
No, it's all right. At least I know now.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.